Denny, can you hear us all right?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
All right, we are now joined by today's second place finisher in the Go Bowling 235, Denny Hamlin, driver of the FedEx Freight Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. Denny, talk about what it was like taking those 36 guys into turn one today at the race.
Yeah, it was fun. The track was a lot of fun. It was first laps I got to run on it was today. So definitely a fun road course. It's got some good passing zones, good opportunities. You know, you got to really make sure your car is good in the fast stuff and in the infield and the slower track corners. So I think it's definitely one of my favorite road courses I've run for sure.
All right. We'll open it up to the media for questions now. We'll go ahead and kick it off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Denny, what were your overall impressions of the race today? Maybe it was a little bit less of a cluster than many of us thought would be.
Well, these drivers are really, really good. Myself and some friends were talking about that before the race today, and they're like, I wonder how many cautions there'll be. I'm like, these guys are pretty good. Like, they found a way to adapt, and they've got a lot of tools to help them, prepare for these races. So it was, these are pros, man, and you see a clean race whenever you see the driver quality that we have in the Cup Series.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Mark Garrow from PRN. Go ahead, Mark.
Danny, sort of along the lines of what Bob was talking about, you before the race were a proponent, give us at least 30 minutes of practice because it could be total mayhem down in turn one on the opening lap. How surprised were you that either on that opening lap or the restarts, we didn't see the mayhem you thought might have popped up?
Well, I think it's very fortunate we had a couple races in front of us and that kind of taught us a lesson. And so, it was good. And Harvick and I actually the top four, me, Harvick, Truex, and Busch all talked right before the race. And we said, okay, when we take off, we're going to start braking right there. Like, we're not going to have any secrets. Let's make sure we don't look like a bunch of dummies there in turn one. So we made sure we kept it clean to start. And then, you can get your bearings about you after you run a few laps. But, really it's one of those tracks where I feel like, it's not super technical, but it definitely rewards the guys that, do the right techniques on road courses.
And what about your team? I mean, no matter what racetrack here, they throw a new racetrack, a road course, and yet you're right there challenging for the win again. Your thoughts on your team and where you're at right now?
Yeah, our margin to victory is got to be the least of anyone at this point. We keep getting to the leader's bumper at the end, but we haven't found a way around them. But I just, I knew that my strong suit was the backstretch chicane and the front stretch chicane, and I just wanted to stay within about three car lengths. And unfortunately, I came off five car lengths behind. I'm like, I'm going to get there, but I'm just not, without kind of dive bombing in the last corner, it's just not going to work. And so I could have, but it just, I was going to probably spin him and maybe myself out with it. So I just thought, wasn't my day. It was my day to finish second. And, it was fun. I just, I kept him honest there. He just, he had such a good drive off. I couldn't do anything with him.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Stephen Conley from PRN. Go ahead, Stephen.
Denny, with multiple races on the road, and then coming here to Daytona and running this road course, how much of a difference was there in today's race and what you've experienced at the Roval?
Well, yeah, it's the Roval's just been a challenge in general. I don't think that's really I talked about it, and I love Marcus and those guys, but that track's kind of a little bit hokey compared to this one, where it's kind of this road course has been part of this racetrack for a very long time. It was made for this racetrack, where I think Charlotte just tried to make one to fit their track. So it's just, there's a lot of off camber corners, and it's super narrow and blind in a lot of spots. So it's just different. I think that they're just different in general, even though they looked similar. Overall, I think that, this is one that I favor for sure. And, it's one that I would like to see, if we could put it on the schedule. Love to see it. I think it's a good racetrack for
us. Denny.
All right, next up we'll go to Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Denny, I got two questions for you. That restart with three laps to go, were you expecting just mayhem going into turn one?
Yes and no. I didn't, you know, I knew Chase wasn't going to miss his marks, and you know, I actually spun my tires pretty good on that restart, and you know, I just didn't want to overdrive it and not give myself a chance. And so I did drive in there pretty deep, but I got it to rotate pretty good. And my main key was to get the second by the time I got to turn three, and we were able to do that. But Chase just got out there, you know, we could gain like a car length a lap, and then I gained it all in those last two corners. But, you know, I just wanted to keep him honest, and it seemed like the closer we got, the more his car was either wheel hopping or sliding the front tire. So we were at least kind of keeping him honest there to make him push his car to earn the victory.
Second question, how did the meeting among the top four starters come together? Just come naturally on the grid, or was it something you guys have been talking about beforehand?
Kevin came up to me on the grid right before the anthem, and then I think Kyle and Martin were talking at Martin's car, and they saw me and Harvick talking, so they walked over and said, well, how are we going to do this? And so, you know, it was orchestrated well, and obviously it made us look like professionals instead of, you know, some of the other restarts that we've seen this weekend. So I'd rather mess up. You know, I've been talking about the first corner, obviously, in my tweets yesterday. So, like I say, my breaking points are not exact, so enter at your own risk.
Okay, next up we'll go to Mike Bianchi. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, Denny, I don't know if you saw, but Ryan Newman thanked all the track workers before the race. I'm just wondering, it was probably pretty emotional for him to be back here. How did you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I hadn't even thought about it, to be honest with you. You know, I think that when it happens to you, you're always going to have different feelings than people that, it, you know, weren't involved. But certainly, I'm sure it was he is very thankful. I think they did a great job. You know, when NASCAR kind of gave us the time stamp of how quick they were to the car, how quick they got them out, all that data, I think that, you know, the track staff deserves a ton of credit for how they responded to that wreck. And obviously, I went to see Ryan at the hospital that night, and, you know, he was doing well. And so I think that it's good that we've got people experienced like the staff here at Daytona that are, you know, you can trust that wrecks are going to happen, but you know that you got the best staff available to come help you in case you need it.
Thank you. Okay, next up we'll go to Jeff Gluck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Denny, Chase now has won three straight road races. So I guess, you know, I would say before he won at the Glen, I'm not sure I would have thought he was a road racing ace, but now obviously he looks great. Did you see this coming? What do you see out of him that makes him a good road racer?
Well, I think he takes a little bit untraditional lines. I think he does a great job of staying out of the rubber. I think he does his car really does a lot of good things that you would like for your car to do. Their car doesn't move around a whole lot, you know, with roll and pitch and whatnot. So I think that, you know, they really got a great road course set up, and he executes it, and that's going to equal a lot of success. So it's up to us to kind of figure it out.
Thank you.
And we'll take our final question from Tucker White. Go ahead, Tucker.
Denny, we were supposed to run the lower downforce package for the road course races this year, but for this weekend in Daytona, we had the bigger spoiler for it. So what effect did that have on the race, especially with that run to the finish, trying to chase down Chase Elliott?
Well, I mean, if anything, it gave us maybe a little bit more of a chance because there was a little bit of a draft there on the back stretch and to the front chicane. So I don't know. I think that this was probably the right package for this track. You know, we don't have the best brakes on these cars. These are not, you know, six piston brakes like you would think, like you would like to have. But, you know, these things just, you know, you got to have something to slow us down. And that blade is probably the best thing for it because, you know, I think in the data it showed we were going to be running 200 plus into turn one. And we just don't have enough brakes to slow these cars down. So they chose the right package for it. I'm pretty certain of that.
All right, thank you.
All right, Denny, thanks again for the time and congrats on the finish today.
All right, thanks.